Nikut halachas yoredeya chedek aleph hilchas giluach halacha dalid. In middle of paragraph tes, we're up to the subparagraph v'alkein bimei hasfira hascholas yorida saman. We dedicate the learning today li'iloi nishmas horav Mordechai Pinchas Reb Binyamin Avraham Rav Pinchas Taitz zichrona levracha, an extraordinary person. It's amazing, everything is hashgacha. Just last night, there was a major write-up on Rav Aaron Kotler, Zichron Levracha, in this past week's paper, 20 pages or so. And the last page, the last picture that I looked at, was a picture of a conference that he was at, and Rav Pinchas Taitz, Zichron Levracha, was at that conference. Picture of him. He was zeicha to be a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He was a student of the Or Sameach of Dvinsk, and had smicha from there, and then came to the United States and went into a spiritual desert, Elizabeth, New Jersey, which had very little Judaism, and the Yiddishkeit that it had was Reform conservative, and started Orthodox Judaism there in every facet, mikveh, shuls, kashrus, everything. He was good in every aspect of Yiddishkeit and understanding. I remember one of the things he taught me and told me that when he was asked to give a certificate of kashrus on his store, the first thing he wanted to see was their price list. The first thing he wanted to see is what kosher pizza costs compared to chas v'shalom non-kosher pizza, or what kosher meat costs compared to, in order to be able to see, is it being made available? Is it being made accessible to Jews who want kashrus? And he was privileged to be one of the rare individuals at that time who didn't forget Soviet Jewry, and who started making trips to the Soviet Union behind the Iron Curtain during communist times, and developed a friendship with the Minister of Culture there at the time. There was no such thing as a Minister of Religion, Minister of Culture, and other high officials, which allowed him to be able to bring in Jewish artifacts. For example, he published a siddur with Russian translation for the Russian Jews, a Jewish calendar for the Russian Jews at that time to be able to know when the holidays are. And then he also would bring in it, you know, hiddenly, a knife for a moil or a shochet and other things like that that were very helpful. And when he visited the Soviet Union, he would give a shiur in Moscow, in the main shul. In those days, the shuls were not available to people generally under 60 years old. The only people that were allowed to go to shul were people 60 or 70 and older, because they didn't want the youth to have any contact with religion. But he would go there and give a shiur. I was with him once when he gave a shiur in Kiev, in Moscow, other places. And when there was an emergency, when Rabbeinu Zal's kever, when the Tzion in Uman was in danger, when the Russians decided to put up apartment buildings right near where Rabbeinu Zal's Tzion is in Uman, he was the one who we were advised by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, he's your man, he's the one that can help you. And my Rebbe, Reb Michal Dorfman, Zichron Levracha, had known Rav Taitz from Russia, from times that Rav Taitz had visited Russia. So he knew him, he knew of him, and we went to see him, and he immediately got involved and was extremely helpful. He used his connections to the White House at that time and in the Soviet Union to be able to see to it that the President of the United States made a request from the Prime Minister of the Soviet Union at the time, Brezhnev, that this site should not be harmed. And sure enough, the response was that they were going ahead with putting up those apartment buildings, which you can see there today, with a guarantee that that site would not be harmed in any way, Baruch Hashem. He should be a Meilitz Toy for his family, for his kehillah. Elizabeth, New Jersey today has schools, Orthodox schools, with several thousand students, and it has maybe 8 Orthodox shuls, and thousands of balabatim that have come out of there, religious balabatim, over the past 40, 50 years, thanks to the seeds that he planted at that time. Him, his son, his grandsons, the entire family. We dedicate the learning also for a complete refuah shelema for all those that need it. B'soich shal chol Yisrael. V'alkein, b'mei hasfira halochas yoridas hamon. In the last paragraph that we learned yesterday, we saw how parnasa, money, comes from the left side. Money has to come via tzimtzumim. And Sfira Soimer is a time of tzimtzumim, when we're creating these tzimtzumim. And Rav Nosson Zal said, this is why we recite the pasuk Eretz Nosna Yevula Yevorcheinu Elekeinu, referring to the land giving its produce as part of the tefillos that follow Sfira Soimer. And Rav Nosson Zal says now, this will explain also why the mon, which was the parnasa for the Jewish people throughout the 40 years in the desert, started coming down during Sfira Soimer on the 15th of Iyar. Ki hamon hu bechinas parnasa dikdusha, because mon is the symbol of holy parnasa. Shema aminim shekol haparnasa hu rak me'Hashem yisborach. That's what really showed Klal Yisrael that parnasa comes only directly from Hashem. Ukemoisha kilkilas avaseinu v'hered lem hamon arboim shana. And just as Hashem supported our forefathers by giving us man in the Midbar for 40 years, Kemoikein hu mefarnes oisonu beracham ovato. He supports us. He is the one that provides for us and supports us nowadays also with his kindness. Just nowadays, he hides behind a curtain. He hides behind a company, a boss. Ki lo nitna toira ki im lo ichle amon. Because the Mechilta says the Torah was given only to those who eat man. Meaning, what does that mean? Tainu she'yefsha lekabel ha-Torah shehu b'chines ponim, meaning that it's impossible for a person to really receive the Torah from Hashem. The Torah which is the oyer ha-ponim kiyem al yidei parnosa digdusha. Unless the person is zeichet to holy parnasa, shehu b'chinas mon, ki im ein kemach, ein Torah, im ein Torah, ein kemach. Because the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, without parnasa, person can't learn Torah. And without Torah, a person doesn't have parnasa. The ones who are guaranteeing that the workers and the businessmen should make money are the ones who are sitting, learning Torah, being supported by them, being helped by them. Ki ha-Torah uparnasa dikdusha tzrichin ze lo ze. Because Torah and holy parnasa need each other. Yisachar needs Zvulun, and he has to respect Zvulun, and he has to show appreciation for Zvulun. And Zvulun needs Yisachar. Zvulun needs to know the whole secret of his success in business is the Yisachar, the connection to and supporting Torah. Kihein bechinas emes ve'emuna. Because these two, Torah and Parnasa, are the concept of emes and emuna. The Torah is called emes, and Parnasa is called masa umatin de'emuna. Shebe emes shneim echad. And as we learned earlier, in truth, they're both really one. Rav Nosson Zal says, v'chovein heitev. Understand well what we've discussed in this last page or two. Ki inyin ze loy biarti heitev. Rav Nosson Zal said, because unfortunately, I didn't really get to explain this as well as I would have liked to. V'choser boy harbe. And there's a lot missing to make this more clear. Ki loy nichta bizmanoi. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, I didn't write it down at the time that these chidushim came to me. Rav Nosson Zal would be thinking a Torah all day. And different times that chidushim would come to him. And if he wrote it down right away, it was ensured that it was there. And sometimes if it wasn't written down right away, due to all kinds of circumstances, obviously he had a life, he had a family, he had talmidim, he had thousands of things going on in his life, like all of us do, and probably much more. So sometimes it wasn't possible to write it down right away. And Rav Nosson Zal says that even by him, when something isn't written down, sometimes it's forgotten. Question, how can the mon be an aspect of parnasa dikdusha if the Jews didn't have to work for it at all? The answer is today, all the Jews that are working are not working for parnasa based on Rabbeinu Zal's teachings. Parnasa comes from Hashem. We are working to fulfill the curse that Hashem issued in the Torah of bezeyas apecha toich alechem, that there'll be the sweat of your brow, there'll be toil, there'll be an effort associated with parnasa. associated with Parnassa. But the Parnassa comes from Hashem. It doesn't come from the work. It doesn't come from the boss. It doesn't come from the raise. It doesn't come from getting fired. Parnassa comes from Hashem. The going to work is fulfilling a certain klola. It's a certain minor hishtadlus that's required based on the way Hashem is operating the world today. But even today, it's critical for a person to really know that parnos is from Hashem. V'ato noisein lohem esachlam b'itoy. We say it in Ashrei. And the Gemara says this is one of the things that guarantees a person olam haba, saying Ashrei three times a day. Because Ashrei has in it this incredible message reminding us that Parnassa is from Hashem. So if a Jew goes to shul to daven, and he goes to shul, and he goes to, and he learns, and he spends money on mitzvahs, he doesn't have to worry. He doesn't have to worry. It's Hashem who's giving the Parnassa. And the Torah and mitzvahs, that's what's giving the Parnassa, and that's what's putting a bracha into the money. Two people can earn $10,000, one person's left with $3,000 for expenses, and the other one has to spend $7,000 on doctor bills and chas v'shalom, a broken down car, a broken this and a broken that, Rahman al-Islam. Now Rav Nosson Zal changes the channel a little bit. He's still within the same topic, but he's jumping to a different chapter in Likutei Moharan. Till now we were connected especially to chapter 23 in Likutei Moharan. Now Rav Nosson Zal is moving over to chapter 7 in Likutei Moharan and going to include additional chidushim related to what we're learning here now. Hilchas lo yilbash gever, the laws regarding the fact that a man is not allowed to wear clothing that's reserved for women, and women are not allowed to wear clothing that's reserved for men. And again, Rav Nosson Zal is still continuing with what we've been learning till now. Because Rabbi Nazal explains in chapter 7 in Likutei Moharan, Sheho Iker Huho Emuna, that the main thing is Emuna, Shehu Bechinas Eretz Yisrael, which is what Eretz Yisrael is all about. As the Pasuk says, Shchon Eretz Ure'ei Emuna, Bechinas Gshamim, and we know that rain is associated with emuna, bechinas tefila venisim, and so too tefila and miracles. Rabbi Nazal shows there in the beginning of that chapter in Likutei Moharan that all of those are the concept of emuna. Rashi tells us all the way in the beginning of Bereishis that Hashem prepared all the vegetation, but it wouldn't come above the ground because the Odom Ayin Lavoy Desu, because man had not yet come on the scene. And Rashi HaKodesh quotes the Gemara there that says that it was only when Odom Rishon came along and he recognized the importance of rain and he was mispala for it, that's when the rain started coming. Rabbein Azal goes on to say over there, V'ef shalavoy le'emuna ki'im al yidei emes. A person cannot get to proper emuna without emes, bibchinas, as the Zohar Kodesh says, tzedek kadischaber bo emes is avidas emuna. That tzedek, which is one of the nicknames for malchus, when you attach emes to it, it becomes emuna. So we see that emuna is dependent on emes. V'lovoy lo emes walidei shemekablem eitzos hatzadikim. And Rabbein Azal explains over there, how does a person get to emes? We are in an Olam HaSheker. We're living in an Olam HaSheker. We're surrounded by all types of Sheker, and we have a Yetzirah inside of us who's promoting Sheker all the time. So most of us, even if we're learning Torah, on our level, we're still flooded with Sheker. How can we really connect to Emes? Hu al yidei shemekablim etzos hatzadikim. It's by receiving advice from tzadikim. Shehein bechinas kuloi zera emes. Their advice is referred to as complete seed of truth. Shehein bechinas nisu in digdusha. Rabbi Nazal shows there that receiving advice from someone is like marriage with that person. When the snake advised Adam and Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas, Adam Rishon said, Hanochosh hishiani. Hishiani means advise me. Hishiani means nisuin. Because Rabbi Nazal explains there, the advice, just like advice originates in the brain and goes down to the kidneys, the Gemara says, Kloyos Yoetzois, so too the zera from which children are produced originates in the brain and goes through a final process in the kidneys. Ki ho'etzois nimshochen min ha'moyach, shesham shoyresh ho'etzo, ve'im bo'im lo'toich ha'kloyos. Ki kloyos yoetzois, as the Gemara says, v'chein humamish tipa sohoilodo, and the same exact process is followed by the droplet from which a child is born. Shenemsheches min ha'moyach el ha'kloyos. It originates in the brain, goes to the kidneys, shehem klei ha'hoilodo, which play a major factor in the development of the zera, of the seed. Al kein, therefore, kishemekablem eitzois mitzadikin, mekablem mehem bechinas zera emes. When a person is zoche to receive advice from tzadikin, he's receiving that, what the pasuk says there, kuloi zera emes, this seed of truth. Vayitei ze zochen le'emuna. And emes is a prerequisite for emuna. Ulehepech. And chas v'shom, the opposite is also true. Kishim kablam chas v'shom atzas reshoim. When a person accepts advice from evil people, zeo b'chinas nisuin deklipa. That's marrying into the klipa, into the tumah. B'chinas hanochosh hishiani. Loshin nisuin, as we see over there. Ki atzas hanochosh shekibla, ze b'chinas nisuin deklipa kanal. Because the advice of the snake, which Chava accepted, that was a concept of marriage, chas v'shom. B'chinas nochosh hitil zuama b'chava. That's the wording in the Gemara, that the snake injected a tumah into Chava, al yidei ho'etzois shekibla mimenu, through the advice that she received from him. Avol atzas tzadikim shemekablim, whereas when one is zeichet to receive advice from tzadikim, hein b'chinas zera emes, Bechinas nisuin digdusha, shaydei zeh zeichen le'emuna, bechinas tzedek kadis chabris be'emes, becomes emuna. This was all quoting from Likutei Moran. One more small piece, again from Likutei Moran. Validei mitzvahs tzitzis, nitzoylin me'atzas hanochosh. Rabbein Zal says that by a person performing the mitzvah of tzitzis properly, that will save the person from getting advice from the wrong places, chas v'shom. The advice of the snake, mi zivug de klipa, from marriage with the klipa, mi niuf, which is chas v'shom, a form of pegama bris, v'zoichen la'tzas tzadikim, and the person zoichet to the advice of tzadikim, which is the Torah, shehem b'chinas taryag itin do'oraisa, which the Zohar HaKadosh calls 613 eitzos of the Torah, b'chinas emes, the truth, Shali deze zoichen le'emuna, by which we're zoichet emuna, shali deze tovoy hageula, which is one of the major, major factors that will bring the final redemption. The Gemara says that the city of Yerushalayim wasn't destroyed until there were no more people with emuna, and therefore tovoy toshuri meiroi shamona. It'll be rebuilt through an increase, an elevation of emuna. Umevoy sham basoif. And Rabbein Zal explains over there towards the end of that chapter, Shehischabros emes ve'emuna heim bechinas ish ve'isha, that the connection between emes and emuna is the connection between a man and a woman. A question, going back to the answer we gave earlier, that the curse about Bezeas apecha tocholem was given to Adam Arishon. Does that mean that according to the Torah, women shouldn't work at all? Not necessarily. Not necessarily. We just celebrated Hanukkah a few days ago, and the Shulchan Aruch, when it starts, begins the laws of Hanukkah, speaks about not doing work on Hanukkah. And the Shulchan Aruch says that Hanukkah, we are permitted to do work. There are some people that don't do work during the time that the candles are lit, or during the first half hour when the candles are lit. And it discusses there the fact that women, because women played a major role in the miracle of Hanukkah, Yehudis, who killed the general, one of the leading generals of the Greek army, that because of that, there might have been a svara to say that women shouldn't work on Hanukkah or during while the candles are lit. But the Shulchan Aruch mentions, but we know the Torah warns us, batola mevi lidei shiamun, that idleness leads to insanity. And therefore, even regarding women, women need to be busy, healthy busy. If a woman is busy with children, kananahara, with running a household, that's wonderful, that's excellent. There are some women who that keeps them busy all day, day and night and more. And there are some women who, for a variety of reasons, need to go out, they need to work in addition to their housework. And there, obviously, there's tremendous care needed that it should be a kosher environment, because at all times, and especially today's times, going out means going into danger. We have a mezuzah on our door. When we come into the house, when we leave the house, we kiss the mezuzah as a sign of protection, knowing that leaving the house, we're going to outside to the place of the sitrachra, chutz, and there's tremendous danger there, vulnerability, and we know that women are more vulnerable than men. We see it from the case of Adam and Chava. The snake went to Chava, didn't go to Adam, because he knew that Chava was easier, an easier catch. Chava represents the Malchus, the Shechina, which is closer to the Sitrachra. So I wouldn't say that that's a proof or that that would teach us that women should not work at all. Women should be busy, hopefully, with their work, with positive, healthy work.
So we see in the Mishnah, the Masiyah Dayan, it goes to the husband, definitely see that there's a certain amount of money that they ask.
Correct. We see in Ksubas, in several Gemaras, the Gemara discusses when a woman works, is the money hers? Is it her husband's? How to deal with that money, etc.
Eitzes at Tzadikim, in Chinazah, could we say that therefore you could see by people or the Tzadikim, if you want to see who they are, you look at the Talmidim, which is a b'china of the outcome of this Zera Emes. If you're not sure who it is, you look at the Talmidim, look at the children to see what they produced.
Definitely. The Gemara says, Chochmas Odom To'ir Ponov. That's the pasuk that the Gemara brings. And the Gemara says, if you want to see who a rabbi is, look at the students. It's very, very important reflection. Now, obviously, this has to be done with care. We know that Elisha Anovi had a student, Gehazi, Rachmona Litzlan, who at one time was close to him and then went off the derech, Rachmona Litzlan, and did terrible things. And the Gemara lists him as one of the people who lost his share in Olam Haba. So it doesn't mean that if we find one psul by a rabbi, the rabbi is psul. Unfortunately, teaching Talmidim is a very, very difficult, delicate process. I know my Rebbe, Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha, especially when he was first teaching, and it continued throughout his career. I'll give examples of it. He had many cases where he invested a tremendous amount of time and effort in order to imbue emuna and yirah shemayim into students. And in many cases, the parents, who were not religious, not observant, and some of them were anti-religious, or friends, had a powerful influence on a student and were able to pull the student away. And he saw that he's putting so much energy into students, and then they're falling away. And he was considering quitting. He felt he couldn't handle it anymore. It's like a woman who gives birth, and then the children die, Rachmana Litzlan. And he wrote a letter to his Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael at the time, telling him this. And his Rebbe told him, wrote back to him, quoting chapter 59 in Likud Imran, that when a person establishes a Heichal HaKodesh, a place where they're trying to do outreach, to bring people close to Hashem, even though there are many that fall away, that's the wording there in Likud Imran, many that fall away, those that remain, Hanishar Betzion, Vahanoisar B'Yerushalayim, Kodosh Yom Aloi. Those who remain in the Kedusha, Vahanoisa, and they remain in Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, with Shleimus Ayira, they are Kodosh, and they make it all worthwhile. Obviously, a person needs to look at it honestly, carefully, honestly, what the statistics are, what the success level is, etc. I remember in later years, he would mention sometimes a quote, I believe one of the tzaddikim said this, when he was involved in teaching Talmidim, he asked his students, when you're going to throw stones at me, don't throw boulders, throw small stones. Not if, when you're going to throw stones, because unfortunately, even though it seems so absurd, a student should feel such appreciation. The Gemara says a parent brings a child into this world. A Rebbe brings a student into Olam Haba, you know, how much gratitude, how much appreciation should there be? But the Yetzirah is very, very powerful. And unfortunately, there are many cases where not only isn't there gratitude, but chas v'shalom, there's the opposite. But that is definitely one of the ways that we see who a Rebbe is, to see if the students are being imbued with emunah, with yirah shamayim, with Torah, with midos tovos, with all the right things.
Also, when it says hitel bazuama, the fact is not that he actually had relations with her?
As far as I know, it does not mean on a physical level. It means something spiritual. It means something ruchni.
Because according to this, it's beautiful. I mean, it's the eitzes.
Exactly. But that's the terminology that's used. The Torah uses that exact terminology that's used about a husband and wife. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins his explanation. Again, related to what we've been learning the past pages, you know, 10, 15 pages. And now based on this chapter in the Likutei Moran. Ki koidem chet Adam HaRishon, ne'emar vayihyu shneihem arumim, ha'odom v'ishtoi, v'lo yisboshoshu. Prior to eating from the Eitz Hadas, the Torah tells us that Adam and Chava did not need to wear clothing at all. They did not wear any clothing, and there was no shame and embarrassment. Sheloi hoya oz adayin shum levushin. There were no garments, no clothing at the time. Ki koidem achet, hoya zivugam rak bebechinas hischabrus emes ve'emuna, b'li shum achizas hasitrach reklal. Because prior to the sin, the connection between Adam and Chava was 100% pure. There was no association of the Sitrachra whatsoever. It was purely this union of Emes and Emuna. Al kein lo yehoya oz shum boishes. Therefore, there was no shame. V'lo yehoyu tzrichin shum levushin. There was no need for any garments. Aval achra chet, but after the sin, shenechas bohem zuamas hanochosh, whereby the tumor of the snake attached itself to them, the ikr zuama sanochosh hu atzas hanochosh shekibla, and the main tumor of the snake is that advice of the snake that Chava accepted, shehein bechinas atzas reshoim, sheze bechinas nochosh hitel zuama bechava, bechinas nisuin deklipa, umeyoz necha zuama sanochosh bahazivugim. From that point on, this act of mating between husband and wife has a tumah attached to it. Ad shekol hazivugim afilu shel heter yesh bohem achizas yetzahara kamuva. To the point where even when a husband and wife are married bikdusha, and even when they conduct themselves bikdusha, there still is a little bit. The Yetzirah still has a little bit of a connection, an attachment to that connect, to that contact between husband and wife, as is brought in the Zohar Kodesh, Parshas Noach, page 61. Ve'ikar achizas haYetzirah sheyesh bahazivug hu bechinas atzas reshoim, atzas hanochosh. What is this attachment to the Yetzirah in the zivug? It's this concept of the advice of reshoim, the advice of the snake. Shemishom nimshach kol chamimus hayetzahara. That's where the passion of the Yetzirah comes in, where a person is not thinking that just I'm putting on tefillin, I'm putting on tzitzis, I'm having relations. That it's in the same category. It's a mitzvah. I'm observing Hashem. Unfortunately, other than by the greatest of tzaddikim, the satan is able to be involved a little, and there's an aspect of physical pleasure and other thoughts that come into mind. Ki ikar hayetzahara hu kel acher kfirus, because we know Rabbeinu Zal and all the other sforim stress that what the Yetzirah is really all about is denial of Hashem or disconnect from Hashem. Shemishom nimshach taivas niuf, and that's where the wrong type of desire between men and women comes into being. Kama shekosav Rabbeinu Zal b'makom acher, as Rabbeinu Zal writes about this in Sichei Saran. V'chol hakfi, we know the concept of idol worship is the concept of another wife. At Har Sinai, our connection to Hashem is presented as a marriage. That kaviyochol, we became married to Hashem, the marriage contract was the Torah Kedoshah. That's the Ksuba. When we turned away to idol worship, that's called turning away, that's called adultery, a form of adultery, taking another woman. And throughout Mishlei, when it speaks about a person being loyal to Hashem versus a person studying secular wisdoms and turning away from Hashem, it refers to the woman of valor, the holy woman, and the woman, the Isha Min HaEfes, Rachmana Litzlan. The Chol HaKfirois, Pegam Hu Emuna, Nimshochim Mei Eitzois Shel Rishoim, Shein Bechinas Hatzas HaNochash. All aspects of denial of Hashem and all weaknesses in faith come from the advice of the Rishon, from the Atzas HaNochosh. Ki kemoi shal yidei Atzas Tzadikim, mekablem emes, because just as we learned that by receiving advice from Tzadikim, a person is receiving emes, shayidei zei zoichen lemuna, which leads to emuna, kemoi kein lehepech. The opposite is also true. When a person is receiving advice from evil people, from people who are far from the truth, that damages the person's faith, and it leads to denial of Hashem, and it leads to confusion in a person's faith. And that's also the basis of Chas V'Shalom's sinful thoughts and sinful actions in the realm of the relationship between men and women. Umeoz v'hola shenechas b'hem zuam asanochosh. And from that time and on, when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, and this tumah of the snake attached itself, shehi b'chinas pegam ho emes v'emuna, which is damage to the emes and emuna. It's from that time on that they needed clothing. Hashem prepared for Adam and his wife garments of leather, and Hashem dressed them. Because prior to the Eitz Hadas, Adam and Chava were able to receive the light of Emes and Emuna without any filters, without any coverings, without any levushim, without any tzimtzumim. Ki hoyu hakol roim es emes v'emuna, because everyone was able to see the emes and emuna at that time. Shoyu roim ayin bayin she'amitas yediyosa yisborach hu ayidei emuna. They were able to see perfectly clearly that the real recognition of Hashem comes through emuna. Ki be'emes b'hashoyresh emes v'emuna kol achad, because as we're learning throughout here, that in their origin, Emes and Emuna are both one. They're both Hashem. Ki shoyresh Emes ve'emuna hein bechinas tachlis hayediyah deloy neida. Because the source, the origin of where Emes and Emuna come from, where all the spheres come from, Emes is Tiferes, Emuna is Malchus, where do they originate from? They originate from tachlis hayediyah. They originate from above Chochma bin Adas, Deloy Neda, they originate from the Keser, from the highest places, which is above Yediyah. Shehisigu ho emes betachlis hayediyah. Before the Pegam of the Eitz Hadas, they achieved the emes on the highest level, ad shero'u v'yodu b'yediyah brura amita selkus yisbor, to the point where they knew on the highest level of truth the existence of Hashem and the greatness of Hashem, she'ief she'leida mimenu kim al yedei emuna, whereby it's impossible for a person to achieve that understanding and recognition of Hashem without emuna. And now Rav Nosson Zal gives an incredible example to clarify this. Ki gam ato yesh kama dvorim shebnei adam yoidim oisam bebirur shokein. Because even nowadays, with everything we know and with everything we see, there are many things that people know 100% to be true. We are 100% clear with no shadow of a doubt that this is true. אף על פי שאין יודעים בשום שכל איך יוכל להסבר זאת. Even though we cannot rationally explain how it is, how it is. Ki chen hu kol habriya kula, because that's actually how the whole creation is. Ukemoy shehamachakrim bi'atzma moidin, and as we find the scientists and the philosophers, even they admit she'ein raya michisoran haseichel al menias hadavar. That just because we don't understand something, that does not mean that it's not true. Loimar shebevadai hadavar nimna, and therefore be able to go ahead and say that this cannot be true, machma she'ein mevinen zois baseichel, because we can't rationally explain it. Ki anu royim kama dvarim, because we see many things. Shem loy hayin uroyim oisam beinayim, which if we didn't see it with our eyes, bevadai loy hayum ivinem oisam basechel b'shum oifen, we couldn't explain it rationally whatsoever. V'afal pikein on uroyim shukein, and despite that, we know it to be 100% true fact. Ukamei shemevien hamoshol mimi shenoyla bamidbar, as they, these philosophers, scientists, they give an example of this. A person who was born in the wilderness, Shomeim, Bemidbar Shomeim, in a place outside of civilization, V'loiroa me'oilam zachar nekeva, they never saw a man and woman. Im hoyu mesaprim loy, if you would tell this person, Shebiyosei lo'oilam, that the way they came into this world, V'chol havayosei, and their entire existence, Nimshach alidei tipa srucha, comes from a tiny droplet, shehoisa b'mei adam tisha chadoshim, which was inside of a person, inside of a woman for 9 months, sogur umesugur, closed, completely concealed, locked up, bevadai hoyomakhish hadover, the person would definitely deny, that's the most stupid, ridiculous, absurd thing I ever heard. Umalig al zemoy, the person would make fun of it. Are you nuts? This body of mine with my eye came from a drop. Ridiculous, impossible. Eich efshir sheyeh bametzias dover zor kozeh. How is it possible that there should be something as strange and absurd as this? V'afal pikein, and despite that, anu royin shehu kein, we see that it is 100% fact. V'chein kol hadvarim sheba olam, and so too many other things in the world. Ein shum seichel mechayvam. Logic cannot explain how it is. Ki bevadai yef shelohavim b'shum seichel eich nase migarin echod ilon godol kozer. How can a person rationally explain how from one seed, a seed from an apple, that little tiny black seed, planted, and that can produce an apple tree, a whole apple tree, in kol kach harbe peiroi shegedila mimenu shonim harbe, that produces apples for 100 years. Umi kol pri upri yesh garinim harbe, and in each and every individual fruit, it has many seeds. Shemi kol garin vegarin yecholim lita oidi lono iskela, where each one of those seeds can produce a whole other tree. You can explain that rationally. That's 1 + 1 = 2. V'chein b'chol protei habria, and so too regarding all aspects of creation. K'may shomar David, as David HaMelech says, morabu masecho Hashem, how incredible are your creations, Hashem. Magodlu masecho Hashem, mikol shkein, and how much more so, hamoifsim hanoiroim shera'inu b'einenu b'lishir, the actual miracles that we witnessed with our eyes, many, many miracles. K'may kriyas yamsuf, like the splitting of the Red Sea, the yiridas hamon, or the mon coming down from heaven, the habe'er, and the well that came in the merit of Miriam. Nimtza, therefore we conclude, sheha'odom yochel lirois be'enov, dovor she'enoi mevin b'seichel, sha'idezeh muchrach l'schazek be'emunah, that it's possible for a person to see something with their eyes that they cannot understand. There's no way for them to understand it and rationalize it. And this forces the person, this pushes the person to believe that there are other things that I don't, that even though I don't understand it, it's very possible that it's true. The koidam achet, before the sin of the Eitz Hadas, hoysa yediyas ho'emes brura betachas habirur. The knowledge of the truth by Adam and Chava was clear, the epitome of clarity, was perfectly clear. To the point where they knew that you cannot understand Hashem without emunah, without faith, that there are things way, way, way above your understanding. Ki be'emes b'hashoresh emes ve'emunah shneim echod b'tachlos achdus. Because once again, at their point of origin, emes and emunah go together. They are one. So their level of clarity of emes came together with a perfect emunah. Aval achar acheit, but after the sin, shenechaz atzas hanochosh bohem, whereby the advice of a snake took hold of them, ayidei zeh yiefsher ato lekabel oir ho'emes vohemunah, kim al yidei levushin harbe. It's impossible for us to be able to receive this light of emes and emunah without many garments. Shehein b'chinas klal ha-Torah shenosam lanu Moshe Rabbeinu levashon, which is what the entire Torah, which Moshe Rabbeinu gave us, is all about. Every mitzvah, every word, is a garment that has in it Hashem's light. It has in it emes and emunah. Shenislabsho bekama levushin, whereby Hashem's light has become clothed in many garments. Besoid chaluka derabonan, the terminology that's used in the Zohar Kodesh and the Gemara, the special garment of the rabbis. V'chein kol hachidush Torah, shatzadikim shebechol dor mechatshnu mevaran lanu darkei haTorah, and so too all the new revelations of Torah, that the tzadikim throughout all the generations keep bringing forth new ideas, new revelations in Torah, she'ikra emes ve'emuna, of which what the Torah is really all about is emes and emuna, k'may she'kosov Torah emes, uksiv kol mitzvay sech emuna, haynu she'i'efsher lekabel ho emes ve'emuna kim al yidei kama levushin. It's impossible for us to be able to receive emes and emunah without the many garments and introductions that the tzaddikim explained to us through their holy sforim, through the great chidushim that they reveal, enlightening us about the Torah. Kigol hachidushim v'chol ha-toyros sh'atzaddikim megale lanu. Because all of the revelations in Torah that the tzaddikim reveal and all of their Torah, hakol bishvil lahamshich bonu emuna, it's all in order to draw faith into us. Can move on with Divrei Rabbeinu Zal come upon him, as Rabbeinu Zal writes about this in many places, including in Rabbi Nachman's Wisdom, Sichos Saran, paragraph 219. V'chol divrehem heim kemoi hakdomois v'sivuvim k'dei nahachnes bono emuna shleim abemes. And all the words of the rabbis are all introductions and types of prerequisites in order for us to be able to receive real, complete, solid faith. V'heim b'chinas levushim, and they're in a sense like packaging. Shemalbishim bohem es emes v'emuna. They package the emes and emuna in these packages, in these casings. Umishom nimshochem kolam abushim shaboilam shenesavu achrachet. And that's where the whole concept of clothing comes from, which came into existence after the sin. Shehem tikun godol. Clothing is a major tikun for man and for the world. Kidei shloyeh koyach lezuam asanocho shatzas harishoim lezacheis b'emes v'emunah lifkai moisim chasishon. So that the snake, the Eitzes of the Rishon, shouldn't be able to attach themselves to emes and emunah and damage them. Ki halavushin mafsikin b'neihem, because the clothing that we wear is like a barrier that separates us from the nachash, from the rishoyim, umerachkim oisam miliskar v'lem esamuna, and it keeps them away. It keeps the nachash, the klipos, the sitrach away from coming close to our emes and emuna. Ki halavushim nimshochim misoid hachashmal shenimshach mibina kamuva, because the Arizal reveals that garments come from a very, very high place. The word chashmal is bigimatria malbush, which comes from bina. Chashmal is a certain very, very high level light that comes from bina, as is brought in the writings of the Arizal, and Rabbeinu Zal refers to this in several chapters in Likutei Moran. Any questions, please, before we close?
How do you translate the Vushim, the Emes HaMor that's put into the Vushim, in, let's say, practically terms? How would you say that, like, now the Emes HaMor is packaged?
The answer is the Sefer Likutei Halachos, the Sefer Likutei Moran, and all the Sfarim, that Tzadikim are telling us ideas about the Torah. A Pirushan Chumash, person learns Rashi and Chumash. Rashi is explaining what Yehuda is, what Yosef, this week's parsha, Vayigash, what is Hagosha, what is this. All of that, what it's really all about is Emes and Emuna. That in these words, in these discussions about the stories of the Torah, the Mishkan, everything, what it's really all about is infusing Emes and Emuna into us. That's what it's really all about. It's like a person eats a cake and they eat it, and then they see flour, a big box of flour and water next to it. And they look at that and they say, what is this doing in the kitchen? What is this powder stuff here? And they say, this powder is what made this cake. I don't taste any powder. There's no powder in this cake. Yes, there is. Yes, there is. Here again, a person's learning Gemara or Chumash, this, that. Rabbi Nosson Zal is telling us, you know what it's really all about? It's all about Emes and Emuna. That's what the whole Torah is all about. That's what Yiddishkeit is all about. The fact that we hear that there were stories of Jews who were learning Gemara smoking a cigarette on Shabbos. Why? Because they didn't know this. They got involved in the casing, and they never got to the... They didn't realize what the real ultimate... What it's really all about. What it's really all about. That's the point.
Interesting muscle, because it's like chewing the flour, it might not have any health benefits by chewing the muscle in the flour. It's like a guy learning and smoking a child and missing the Emes and Emuna.
Exactly. Or even wheat. We see today wheat. Not just flour. Wheat. A kernel of wheat. Can you eat it? Usually we can't eat it. It has to go through so many processes in order for it to serve us. So to Emes and Emuna, from the time of the Begam the Eitz Das, we cannot get Emes and Emuna as direct light. It has to come in packaging. What's the packaging? The Torah Kedoshah. What's the packaging? The Tzadikim, who know how to package the Torah in a way that the Torah will imbue us with Emes and Emuna. Because a person can learn Torah and become a chakra, a liar, you know, with the Torah, Rahman al-Islam. Wishing everybody a wonderful day. Again, I apologize. The right time for starting this year is 8:05. I apologize. We need to improve. All the best.